Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Today, we go back in history to November 15, 1823, when the newspaper The Barbadian reported that an enslaved man had been arrested for murder. The man, referred to in the article as simply John, had been a suspect in the killing of a man named William Roach, a white man whose body was discovered a week earlier in a house belonging to one Margaret Ann Favell. The house was situated on an estate located near to Lear's Plantation in St. Michael, which was where a coroner's inquest into the death was quickly held the day after the body had been found. The inquest returned a verdict of willful murder against two black men who, it was believed, had, along with other men, broken into the said house and committed the act. The newspaper did not provide any specific details regarding the circumstances of the alleged killing. However, the matter was being treated as being so serious that it compelled the island's governor, Sir Henry Ward, to issue a proclamation for the arrest of the men, with John being named specifically as a suspect. A generous reward of £100 was offered for any information provided that led to John's arrest and those of the other men who were not named in the proclamation. Apparently, John was indeed found and arrested. Reportedly, when taken into custody, he provided information that could lead to the arrest of the other perpetrators. Interestingly, shortly after the newspaper ran the story on the proclamation, it received news that one of the men involved in the alleged killing was an Obeah man. The writer of the story on John's arrest admitted that the information received had pointed to the man in question being a French man, but according to the publication, the Obeah practitioner was actually a man of African birth named Louis, who was enslaved by his wife, a free black woman. The reporter expressed concern about the ease with which such persons were allowed to enter the island, especially since there existed a law dating back to the early 1700s that had yet to be proclaimed that would regulate such occurrences. The paper did not say what happened to John, but the death penalty was certain for enslaved men in such cases.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.